said, actually say it's a 4CD set on swine flu vaccine. We have a 4CD set on vaccine update 2009. You need to see Dr. David Ayew's talk, Mercury Autism and the Global Population. I should say it's the vaccine agenda, the global vaccine agenda. And then, of course, you need to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Vaccines and Brain Development. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We're doing irreparable harm with these vaccines. That's why in America today, one of every six children has a learning or neurodevelopmental abnormality. One of every nine children has asthma. Why one, certainly of every 60 to 90 children has autism in America. Their lives are ruined, and you almost never see this in the Amish children. Why is that? Because they do not take vaccines, and they know how toxic these things are. Dr. Ayew brings that out in his talk on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda. And he points out that the very same people that are pushing population control are also pushing worldwide vaccination. Now, why would the people who want to limit the population be wanting to vaccinate the lives of the little children to save their vaccinate little children to save their lives when you just assume that they died? Well, maybe there is another agenda behind the World Vaccination Program. And Dr. Ayew, you get his talk on DVD, you'll get a free CD-ROM, which will give you literally thousands of pages of scientific and government data that confirm the fact that this is one of the greatest and most really lethal scams in the world. They are actively killing millions of people throughout the world. Do you realize that over 2 billion people just accidentally got infected with hepatitis B during the World Health Organization vaccine agenda because they forgot to use clean needles? They use the same needle over and over and over again. Do you really think that they're that stupid? I mean, 2 billion people have had hepatitis B, 60,000 people die every year of a needless disease, and they want to tell you, oh, it sucks, we just made another mistake. It's not a mistake. These people don't make mistakes. We're making a mistake by believing them. I'll be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the senator Senator Randy Brogdon, who is a state senator in the state of Oklahoma, who's been leading the effort to get the 10th Amendment resolutions through the legislature there in Oklahoma City. And, of course, this idea is beginning to catch hold all across America, as a lot of our states are saying, you know, we don't want the federal government expanding its power and telling us what to do and using our own money to force us to do things that the people don't want. Senator Brogdon, thank you very much for being with us.
You bet, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Why don't you just tell our listeners? Now, remember, this is an entirely new audience, so don't be afraid to repeat yourself why you're running for the governorship there in the great state of Oklahoma.
You bet. Currently, I'm a state senator here in Oklahoma. I am a true citizen legislator. I'm one of those individuals about 10 years that decided I needed to be a little bit more involved in, at the civic level than what I had been. We've been very active in our church throughout my adult life, but I decided I wanted to give back to my community. I ran for the city council. I was elected. I was in a three-way primary, and I defeated the incumbent mayor and a third candidate by 50% plus one vote to keep me out of a runoff. So I'm one of those guys that understands that truly every vote does count. But for the last 7 years, I've been serving in the Oklahoma State Legislature. And I have become increasingly aware that there is a problem in our country. It has filtered down into the state of Oklahoma. And the problem is our liberty and our freedom is at risk in this state and in our country. And it doesn't need to be that way. The reason I'm running for governor is because I feel like I will have an even greater opportunity to serve the people of this state by setting the agenda. And I believe that the agenda that needs to be set here in Oklahoma is the agenda of liberty. It has been bypassed for many decades in our state. Washington, D.C. politicians are stepping way outside of their constitutional authority. And so I have dedicated myself. My wife has teamed up with me, and we are on a mission to reclaim the freedom for every citizen that lives in the state of Oklahoma. And my goal is to make Oklahoma a haven for freedom, a haven for small business and industry, for capital, for investment, and invite those things back into our state and to usher the overbearingness, the overreaching of a federal government, usher them back into their constitutional powers as listed under Article 1, Section 8. So I have a very short agenda. I'm one of those elected officials that I'm not going to promise you the moon. I'm not going to promise you everything that, that I think you want to hear. I have a real short agenda, and that agenda is the restoration of our constitutional liberty, and we're going to reclaim that right here in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, I think that this is really so vastly important that the function of our federal government was to be limited and defined. They were not to do everything. It states this in the 45th of the Federalist Papers. The function of the federal government is limited and defined. The function of the state government is to be limited and ill-defined. And if you've got a corrupt state government, why, you can fight that. But what do you do when you have a corrupt government in Washington, D.C., and there's no place to run? Well, I certainly applaud Senator Brogdon for what he's doing. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring some of the other stations on board here. And then we'll be back with you in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our Senate guest this afternoon, Senator Randy Brogdon from the great state of Oklahoma. And Senator Brogdon is running for the governorship there. He'll be running this coming year. And basically what he wants to do is try to restore our federal constitution by just leading the way there in Oklahoma and saying, look, we have a constitution. It is the official law of the United States. And the politicians in Washington, D.C. are certainly not adhering to the constitution. They're passing all sorts of legislation and expanding the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. And this is simply destroying freedom throughout our country. And of course, his message rings well with the people there in Oklahoma. They're awfully nice people. I was down there visiting just a couple of weeks ago. They're just the nicest people in the world, real down-to-earth people, not sophisticated, but they want the freedom. And I think this is a pretty common situation all across the country, isn't it, Senator?
Indeed it is, and I can tell you that I've traveled the United States over the last couple of years. I've had opportunities to speak in a lot of different states, a lot of different cities around the country, and everywhere I go, people are consumed with the thought that we are, in fact, losing our freedom. And that is a devastating thing to even think about here in America. Who we are, the beacon of freedom for the entire world, and yet today our liberty is at risk like it has never been before. And I'm convinced if the people of this nation do not stand up, if the people of the state of Oklahoma do not stand up and restore our American birthright of freedom, then we are in grave danger of losing that liberty that our founding fathers gave us. And Dr. Stan, I want to invite your listeners to go to my website, randybrogdon.com. We have a lot of articles, a lot of speeches on sovereignty and the Real ID Act, the NAFTA Superhighway, all of these things that have the potential of undermining the very existence of this nation. And I think your folks will get a good flair of who I am and what I believe. If you don't mind, I'd also like to mention that on September the 18th, we're having a nationwide online fundraising event. And if you'll go to fightforstatesrights.com and pledge your support for me. As a governor, it takes a lot of money to run a statewide race, and I obviously am not the pick of the political machine, but I will tell you that I am the pick of the people here in this state.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Senator Randy Brogdon. And, of course, he is a supporter of the 10th Amendment. He actually was instrumental in getting the 10th Amendment resolution through there in the state of Oklahoma. It was vetoed by the governor, and they came back, and they were able to get enough support from the Senate and from the House of Representatives there in Oklahoma that they actually overrode the governor's veto. And the legislators, not only in Oklahoma, but in many states across the country, really are concerned by the fact we're moving away from freedom towards a centralized control in Washington, D.C., where the corporations and the government, federal government, work together. Some places they call that fascism, but we need to get back to the fundamentals. And Senator Brogdon was talking about and program he's going to have, and I want you to get out your webpage, and I want you to tell the people about this fundraising event you're going to have, because we need to get people like this in. Believe me, the establishment will put in hundreds of million dollars to elect the governors across the state, because they want to control the reins of power. And if they give the money, who pays the piper calls the piper's tune. And that's why so many of our governors are going right along with the establishment. Senator Brogdon is an independent candidate. We're going to have to back him. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information, and how they can support you?
Well, sure. First of all, let me just let your listeners know that I am a constitutional conservative Republican. I'm not an independent candidate for governor. I am a Republican candidate for governor. But I'm also an individual that understands my constitutional liberty and my constitutional authority. And I understand the ramifications of having somebody in office, in the governor's office here in this state, that truly understands the Constitution. And when my right hand is lifted and sworn to uphold the Constitution, it's actually going to mean something. You know, too often here in this state and in other states around the country, we have career politicians and trial attorneys that occupy the offices, whether it's in Congress, in state houses, or certainly in the governor's office. And I am a danger, Dr. Stan, to the status quo. Things will not remain the same if I have the opportunity to serve the citizens in this state. But my website is randybrogdon.com, B-R-O-G-D-O-N, randybrogdon.com. There you can contact me, you can contribute online. You can invest in my campaign and offer any help that you feel like you want to offer. But I am having a major fundraising event, a nationwide fundraising event on September the 18th. And tonight I want to ask your listeners to go to this website. It's my website as well, fightforstatesrights.com. When you go to that website, you'll have an opportunity to pledge your support. And on September the 18th, we're going to ask you to, in fact, come back online and donate to the cause of freedom. Help me get elected to the Oklahoma governor's office, because it will have, according to Chuck Baldwin, who ran on the Constitutional Party, and I think you heard him say this, Dr. Stan, this race in Oklahoma, the governor's race, will have nationwide ramifications. And it is important that we have someone in this office, this time, for this hour, to stand up for the people, not only for the state of Oklahoma, but for people around this nation. That's why my money online fundraising event is going nationwide, because it truly has, this governor's race truly has nationwide ramifications.
Well, Sidney, I believe that this Randy Brogdon believes exactly what he's saying, so he's highly recommended by a personal friend of mine, Representative Charles Key, who I've known probably for the better part of, better part of 15 years since the Oklahoma City bombing, and Charles was leading the battle there, and he was in the legislature at the time, and they managed to target him and get him out, but he got back in the House, and he, in the House of Representatives there in Oklahoma, he led the battle for the 10th Amendment resolution that says we should have abide by the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land, and we've got a lot of lawbreakers in Washington, D.C., who are doing everything they can in violation of the Constitution. And, of course, he heartily supports Senator Brogdon's candidacy, and I think that we should all as well. Well, our telephone number here, if you have a question, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's an interesting thing that all across the country, other states have picked up on what happened in Oklahoma, and other states have begun passing these 10th Amendment resolutions saying to the federal government, we're not going to go along with you lawbreakers. You are violating the law. You know, we have a law, we have a constitution. That's the law of our land. If you don't like it, amend it. But instead of that, they're not amending it. Are they simply going ahead and centralizing little by little all power in Washington, D.C.? And there really is a movement across America, isn't there, to try to, reinstall our Constitution. It is the law of our land. Is this, we got lawbreakers in Washington, D.C. who don't believe in the law. It's all about power.
Well, I heard Charles Key parrot what you're saying just this last week. He and I shared the stage at a 9/12 meeting in Del City, Oklahoma. And Charles said one of the biggest problems that we have today is the fact that we do have lawbreakers, and they're not just the robbers and the muggers and the thugs. They are people in Congress, people in the White House, and he said it is time that we start calling them what they are. They are lawbreakers when they violate their sworn oath to uphold the Constitution. You know, and Stan, I'm asked all the time, you know, Randy, what do we do? I mean, really, what can we do as Americans? What can the average Oklahoman do to move things back in the right direction? And I tell the people the best thing that can happen is to, number one, find out the people that you're voting for, find out who they are. Look them in the eye. I mean, everything from the school board member all the way up to your congressman, people have access to the politicians. And when you put someone in office, the first time they violate their sworn oath to uphold the Constitution, throw them out of office. They should not be serving you. They have no moral authority to serve you if they can't even uphold a simple book like the Constitution. Look, it is not difficult to legislate when you do it with truth and with righteous authority. And we get our righteous authority from the covenant that we've made with God, number one, and through the Constitution that I believe was written by divinely inspired men of God, and they have taken the beliefs espoused in the Declaration of Independence, our founding document, that every one of us have a divine right, a God-given right of life, liberty, and property ownership. Those things are protected in the Constitution, and I expect every elected official from the school board to the president to adhere to the Constitution of the United States and to protect my rights, my God-given rights of life, liberty, and property. For me, that is not too much to ask for my elected officials.
And, of course, the thing is, you know, it doesn't really matter how you feel. I mean, it's terrible about the suffering overseas and about the little children who are dying of starvation. But this is not a function of the Congress of the United States to send American taxpayers' money overseas. Why don't the congressmen take up a fund among the congressmen to send money or try to raise money voluntarily? But that is not a function of the United States, especially now that we're having to borrow $5 billion a day. That's the latest figure. We're borrowing on average $5 billion a day, you know, to simply so we can pay our debts and stay solvent as a nation. And yet we're still given money overseas. And the Congress votes $1 billion here and $1 billion there and $3 billion for cash for clunkers and never say, well, where's the constitutional authority to do that? Why, certainly, wouldn't it be wonderful to get people cars, get the automotive industry working, get the automobile dealers going, get purchases up. The figures will look great if we give away $3 billion, but where's the authority in the Constitution? There isn't any.
There is no constitutional authority for that, and I know that you asked that question tongue-in-cheek, and I would imagine that most of your listeners tonight know that Congress has no authority. You know, look, Thomas Jefferson said that the best thing we could do is bind our politicians down with the change of the Constitution. That needs to be done again. One of my favorite quotes from Jefferson is, he said, is life so dear or is peace so sweet as to be purchased with the price of change and slavery? And then he said, God forbid, 1,000 times no. Life in this country is only sweet, only precious, only good as long as we remain a free nation. Yet we have politicians in Washington, D.C. We have bureaucrats around the state legislatures, lobbyists in D.C. and in every state legislature in the country that is purchasing our freedom right out from under us. The bailouts, the Obama stimulus scheme, we have been sucker punched by this. The state of Oklahoma received $2.6 billion of this free money from Congress. Well, it's obvious nothing is free. What has happened to us here in Oklahoma when our politicians stood in that greed line with their hand out wanting their fair share of that free money, the manna from heaven, it has put generational debt on our kids right here in the state of Oklahoma. It's happened across this country. Politicians have become so myopic in their thinking, so short-sighted in their deliberations. They have mortgaged our kids' future. It is time that we restore what is rightfully ours, and that's freedom.
And, of course, I think people have to understand that there is no authorization in the Congress for the president to appoint czars. That's what they had under the Romanovs in Russia. And, of course, the interesting thing is that President Obama has more czars in Washington, D.C. today than the Romanovs had during the height of the Romanov Empire. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with what's going on? What are you going to stand up, you know, when it's too late, when all freedom's gone? Simply a memory of things past. We'll be back here in just a moment. We welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, right now we've got Bill calling in from Oklahoma. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good. Thank you.
Joe, do you have a question for the senator?
Yes, I do. I was wondering about the Fifth Amendment resolution was, since the governor didn't sign it, it went to the Congress and to the president and made a statement of our legislature. But did you get any response back from anyone?
Bill, no, and you're probably familiar with what happened here, but let me bring the rest of the listeners up to speed. Charles Key and I introduced legislation in both of our houses. I introduced a Tenth Amendment resolution, SJR 10, and both bills worked themselves all the way through, and we wound up using HJR 1003, which the Tenth Amendment resolution specifically stated that Congress shall cease and desist of all activity that falls outside of the scope of their enumerated powers. And we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But that passed both houses, went to the governor's desk, and the governor vetoed it. Now, you know, it doesn't make sense to me if there's one person in the entire state that should appreciate state rights and the 10th Amendment and the tenets of that 10th Amendment, it should be the governor of the state. Yet our governor, Brad Henry, a very liberal trial attorney, lawyer, a Democrat, very liberal in his policies, he vetoed the 10th Amendment resolution. So we came back, Charles and I did, immediately with a concurrent resolution which expresses the will of the legislature. And the governor does not have the right to veto that bill. And it went directly to the president and to every single member of Congress and every single member of the U.S. Senate, telling them exactly what the people of the state of Oklahoma thought about their overreaching, their overbearingness, their underachieving that they have been up to for the last several years. So we have not heard anything back from anyone, but I suspect that at least we got their attention. I don't have any respect, or very little respect, for this Congress, for this administration, and it's simply because, not because there aren't some good people serving, but it's because, by and large, the people, Congress, and the president are operating outside of their constitutional authority, and I, for one, do not appreciate it. If I'm governor of this state, I will be a danger to the status quo. I will not allow Congress to operate outside of their constitutional authority. You know, we the people, when this nation was formed and our Constitution was birthed, we gave Congress 18 enumerated powers, only 18 things Congress can actually do. We told Congress you can set trade policies, you can maintain a navy, you can write treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate, you can coin money. So we listed those things. And the 10th Amendment says anything that's not specifically listed in Article 1, Section 8, those 18 items, if it's not listed there, then the federal government has no authority whatsoever, and everything will be left to the states and to the people of those states. So our goal is to reclaim and to restore what is rightfully ours. Congress needs to be bound once again by the Constitution.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Senator Randy Brogdon from the great state of Oklahoma, and we're going to have to let do you have anything else, that, Bill? We've got some other callers.
Okay.
Have anything else you wanted to ask?
I guess just a follow-up on that is if the federal government would come down with, of course, our president has assured us that the vaccinations won't be mandatory and that, but if that should change quickly, can the state stand in the way? Is there anything that the Oklahoma legislature could stop, an intrusion into our life on these forced vaccinations?
You bet there is, Bill. It takes someone with a little gumption, someone that doesn't mind standing up to the federal government, and I believe that is myself. I have stood against the federal government on two different occasions in my short tenure here in the legislature, and I have won both of those both times. 3 years ago, I stood against the federal government and Homeland Security against the Federal Real ID Act, which is a direct attack on our private information. We have Homeland Security telling the state of Oklahoma what information, and all the other states, by the way, around the country, what information that we have to put on our driver's license, and which includes things like fingerprints, biometric, machine-readable picture information, soon-to-be retina scanning. And all this information is very private, very personal, and Homeland Security and the federal government is now sharing that information with Canadian and Mexican law enforcement agencies. Blatantly unconstitutional. It violates the 1st, the 4th, the 9th, and the 10th Amendment.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Bill. Thanks very much. Let's go to Chuck Day. Chuck, who's calling us from California. Chuck, do you have a question for Senator Brogdon?
Yes, Dr. Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to say it's so refreshing to hear somebody that's in a position of authority without having already been bought or blackmailed or anything else. Because once you get into politics, it's so easy for them to get their tentacles a hold of you. And my question for you, Senator, have you ever thought of getting in touch with Ron Paul's organization?
You know,
when they went out there and they campaigned, they made a huge impact with the Internet people.
Sure.
Folks.
Well, as a matter of fact, for those of you that may be listening tonight, Trevor Lehman, who was instrumental in, I think, raising about $4 million for Dr. Paul, is doing my online fundraiser for me. So we're in touch with a lot of people. Like I said, Chuck Baldwin has publicly stated just 2 weeks ago that I'm the choice candidate for governor of Oklahoma. There are other people that will be coming out very, very shortly that I think you're going to be excited about that supporting me. And it's not the old muckety-mucks. It's not the political machine. I'm not part of that machine. As a matter of fact, on my letterheads, on my business cards, on my campaign material, you'll find the words, no strings attached. I have served in the Senate as a citizen legislator for the last 7 years. I have been a business owner for 30 years here in Oklahoma. And I owe no man. I understand who my source is. I understand where my authority comes from. And it's not from a politician. It's from my Lord and Savior. And I have that as a very clear understanding. And that's why I'm able to govern with authority, because my authority does not come from man. It comes from God.
Okay, does that answer your question, Chuck? I'm very.
I got one other comment to make. We're not Russia like these people think we are right now, and that's what czars are when you're in a country. So what is anybody doing about trying to get rid of these titles and get rid of this illegal stuff that these people are trying to pull off? It's not even constitutional what Obama's doing.
Well, you're right.
Chuck, it's not constitutional, blatantly unconstitutional. And by the way, I'll be in your state next month, I think August the 18th, 19th, and 20th, sometime in that area, for a fundraiser. I've got some friends out there that's going to be hosting a couple of fundraisers for me. So watch on my calendar. Go to my website, randybrogdon.com. Keep up with me, and meet me when I come to California.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless you for what you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, very much. And, Senator, I know it's getting, well, we've got about 45 seconds for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Stan, I just want to say thank you again. I know that your show reaches a lot of folks, and I want to invite your listeners to go to my website, randybrogdon.com, learn about me, support me. I'm a candidate that will help restore the freedom, the restoration of our constitutional liberty. Go to fightforstatesrights.com and support our fundraising efforts. I'd really appreciate that.
Fightforstaterights.com. God bless. Thanks very much, Senator.
Thank you.
We look forward to talking to you again. Wish you all the best. And let me know when you got the exact date you'll be out here, and we'll get that out on our broadcast down there in the Los Angeles area where you're going to be speaking.
Thank you.
God bless, and thanks so much. was Dr. Stan, and we hope that you enjoy the Kate Smith rendition of God Bless America as much as I do. Certainly it was part of my growing up. It was a land, a different land then. Certainly we didn't have the promiscuity. People loved the country and were dedicated to it. We thought our cause was just. Unfortunately, we didn't realize that even then the dark forces were already taking over control of the American government. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to have open lines in the next 30 minutes. Senator Brogdon can only stay with us for 30 minutes, but we're lucky to have him running down there in Oklahoma. Just found out today that Judge Roy Moore is going to be running for governor of Alabama. Of course, we've had him on in the past, and he is a great champion of liberty. Remember, he was the Supreme Court judge there in Alabama, and with the support of the people, he posted the Ten Commandments there. And the judges said you can't have the Ten Commandments in the publicly displayed, you know, in the Supreme Court building in Mobile, Alabama. And of course, unfortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. You must understand that there are people who hate our Ten Commandments, who hate God. There are powerful anti-Christian forces working at every level of our country, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They all tie into the secret societies and the mystery religions going back for thousands of years, and of course to this Gnostic belief that there are two gods. There's the inferior God that the Christians worship, and then there's the true God who is Lucifer. And there really are people, whether they know it or not, who belong to organizations who worship another god, like the Masons. The Masons controlled the Supreme Court when they took God and prayer out of our schools in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And nobody will tell you that. Why? Because the last thing they want you to know is about the Masonic movement. A lot of good people in Masons, but they do not understand Masonry. They've never read Morals and Dogma, nor do they understand the Gnostic foundation of the Masonic belief. But believe me, if you are a Mason, you will do what you are told to do. And if you defy that, why, it could cost you your life. You've sworn oaths to defend other Masons, even when they're guilty of, well, if you're a high enough Mason, even when they're guilty of murder and treason. And believe me, they do kill people who get out of line. They've done it for years, and believe me, I've even talked to Masons who have become evangelical Christians, asked them to come on our program to discuss Masonry, and they're frankly afraid to, because of the oath they've sworn. Frankly afraid in America to talk about the truth. So we got real problems. Well, if you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was just saying that Judge Roy Moore is running now for the governor of Oklahoma, and Senator Brogdon is going to be running for the governor of the state of Oklahoma. I think we've got a real resurgence, more than I've seen going back maybe to 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran for the presidency, and there was a tremendous outpouring of patriotism. But you see, in those days, we really didn't understand the secret societies or the secret forces behind the scenes, and the fact that both major political parties are controlled by the same people. Or we, certainly in 1964, they hadn't even organized the Trilateral Commission, which runs America today. Most people had never heard of the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderbergers. Bilderbergers organized in 1954, CFR organized 1929 as a front for a secret society dedicated to world government. People today see what's going on, and it just doesn't make sense. I mean, why have we, got our troops stationed all over the world? Well, the reason is America has an empire, and we're telling other countries what to do. No better example of that than what we're doing in Honduras, where the Supreme Court ordered the president of Honduras Zelaya, he was a hardline communist who violated his oath of office, and he was trying to change the Constitution. The Constitution says You're the president. You can't change the Constitution of the United States. If you do, you resign. He was going to do it anyway. They're bringing in thugs from all, communist thugs from all over South America. The Supreme Court ordered the army to simply arrest the president and put him out of the country. Why? Because he had violated his oath of office. And who is the Obama administration supporting? Why, they're supporting the communist Zelaya, right along with Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. Why are we supporting the same person that they're supporting, certainly Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro are supporting? Because our government always supports communism behind the scenes, never overtly. We can't let the foolish American people understand what this is really all about, how we finance communism since its inception, and we continue financing it in communist China today. We finance it in communist Russia today. We're trying to reinstall the communist in Honduras who wanted to be a dictator, and we've got a guest on line two. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But back in 64, we didn't know what was going on. We understand it a lot better today. And we've got a lot of people out there who are understanding it because of shortwave and internet radio, and because certainly there are a number of conservative ministries out there that are getting out the truth. Well, let's go to J.G., who's calling from California. And do you have a question at all?
Well, it's an honor, Dr. Stan, sir. I was wondering, the chances of us getting, when is the governor's election, sir? Next year?
It'll be next year. It'll probably be in November.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
Basically, but he's trying to raise the support now. He's got a name recognition of about 44% of the population there in Oklahoma City. Of course, he'll be attacked by the major media. They'll pour in billions of dollars or millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars to put their candidates in, either the Democrat or the Republican. They'll try to rig the elections, but Senator Brogdon's a pretty smart guy. He's got some very good people behind him. And when I was down in Oklahoma here 2 weeks ago, I was very impressed. So I'm optimistic, and certainly with Judge Roy Moore running there in Alabama, I think we're going to see a lot of good people coming forward now, coming out of the woodwork, and we got to back them all.
Is Mr. Brogdon a state senator, sir?
Yes, he is. He has his own business. He's always been a businessman. He's not a lawyer, but he decided he wanted to do something for the state, and he's doing a good job. I was very impressed by the quality of support that he had, the organization he has, the people behind him. He's got people here in California going to be backing him, and he's going to be out here sometime next month putting on a talk, and we're going to use we have a program on the second largest Christian station in all of Los Angeles. It reaches from San Diego up to Ventura. We do it every Saturday at noon, and we're going to put them on there. I try to get people out to hear them and hopefully to support them. It's going to be just a collective effort to try to get the truth out.
That's KBRT, correct, sir?
That's KBRT, right.
Yeah, KBRT. My call purposely, Dr. Stan, was what I'm concerned about is this, your opinion I wanted. With this Continental Congress coming up in November of this year, supposedly, you're familiar with that, correct?
Well, I've heard about it, and I'm really rather concerned about it. Are they going to try to rewrite the Constitution? There are people out there who say, oh, we got to rewrite the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with our Constitution. We've just got to start enforcing it.
Yeah, to my understanding, that's not their intention. It's to rewrite the direction of our nation with whoever is going to be invited, which is usually, I heard from John Stadtmiller, it's three elected, or you can even offer yourself to be, I guess, voter. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's supposed to be three representatives from every state. But that wasn't my primary question. I was just saying, with that coming in November, but yet what I'm worried about, you know, with Mr. Brogdon is, do you think with this flu pandemic as severe as the bad guys say, Dr. Stan, that, I mean, how are we ever going to be able to get to the election next year when there could be millions dead? I mean, what's your take on that?
I think it's one of the greatest scams of the world. This is a very mild form of flu. Do you have any idea how many people have died worldwide in this terrible pandemic since April?
Well, yeah, I know it's very little, but my concern
almost
is...
Almost nobody's dying. Don't do
it. Buy a gun, Dr. Stan. That's what I'm worried about, as the military says they're going to do.
Well, first of all, the epidemic is a scam. Now, I'm, unless, of course, they've released another contrived virus, I believe this is a contrived virus. You go up to Wayne Madsen's website, M-A-D-S-E-N's website, Wayne Madsen, and he will tell you he's got information from several sources that obviously there are certain things about this virus that make them know that it was produced in some sort of a laboratory, but fortunately it does not have the certain enzymes on it that was seen with the swine flu that was so devastating in 1918 and 1919. The real danger is not the epidemic. The real danger is the vaccine, and nobody should take it.
Well, I understand that, but they say through, you know, Alex Jones's network and Don Nikoloff and a few of the other talk shows that they're going to enforce it through the military and the police. Now,
I don't believe that, at least at the present time. I think that there's a lot of information out there to get us so scared that we cannot be effective. If the American people say we're not going to take it, there's no way they can enforce it. If the majority of the American people say no way, they're going to have to back down. This is what they did with the driving license ID cards, and they passed a law. They said you're going to have to abide by it. It's the law of the land. And a number of states said we're not going to go along with it. And you know what they did? They backed down.
I pray that you're right. But boy, there's so many other Dr. Truelot and Dr. Bill Deagle. There and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Sherry Rogers, Dr. Rebecca Carley, they're pretty sure that they're going to try it that way.
But
now, your opinion is you think it's just a scare tactic like the color coding during terrorism in 2001, do you
absolutely
think?
Absolutely.
Oh, I hope so. Boy, I tell you, that's what
basically, I've attended a meeting within the last 10 days at the local hospital where they said in California this is not going to be mandatory. Now, they passed a law in Massachusetts, and if enough people say we're not going to abide by it, they will back down, because it's only a few people at the top, a few evil people, and when the public says we're not going to go for it, why they have to back down. The only reason that Adolf Hitler was able to get away with what he did was because the people went along with him. The good people went along with him.
What about these foreign troops with NLE-09, sir? What about all that?
I think that this is just a lot of garbage. I can tell you, I've been at this for 47 years.
Yes, sir, I know.
And back in 1945, we heard about the Chinese troops that had been sighted in Mexico. They were ready to invade the United States. They've been talking about this for 45 years to scare us to death. When you're scared, you're not going to be an effective soldier. What we need to do is have a lot of effective soldiers out there in this ideological war. Don't let them play games with your mind.
I understand. I'm willing to do that. But there's so much authority that think just a little bit of the opposite of you right now, and that's what scares me for our people, sir.
Well, all I can say is I believe what I believe. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think that they're going to try to bulldoze people in some of the states. But first of all, right now they don't have enough vaccine. I mean, they're having real trouble getting the 45 million doses that they want. And if enough parents say, I'm not going to have my child vaccinated because this is an experimental vaccine, it has no long-term testing, and why do this when you kill so many people back in 1976? You kill them.
Right.
How many are you going to kill this time? Maybe we ought to start that slogan, you know, the Kevorkian, immunization plan.
What about the schools, sir, with their inference that if the parents pull their own children out prior, because our children are in school now in many states, and what if they say you can't attend, and what if the parents say, well, okay, we better come? There will be some parents, don't you agree, sir, that will walk in and let their child be vaccinated? And then what's your opinion? Is this shot not poisonous, like all the other doctors and scientists say?
Well, if there is squalene in this, one shot could destroy their child's life. One shot, and there's no going back, and I would not, under any circumstances, allow anyone to take a shot contains squalene, and you don't know what's in that vaccine. They will lie to you about it. They will tell you that the vaccine doesn't contain mercury. It just contains thimerosal. And you
yeah,
have
but that's
to,
mercury.
Yeah, absolutely. What we need to do is get the information out. Anyway, look, don't let them frighten you to death. They're playing games with our minds. These are all good people you're talking about. But yes, they're frightened to death, and fear is infectious. One of the few things that Franklin Delano Roosevelt ever said was, the one thing to do is the greatest enemy we have is fear itself. So,
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. I'm going to be talking to you in the future about a couple of medical issues, so I'll be talking to you hopefully in a couple of weeks or less, sir.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. And remember that Senator Brogdon's telephone number is 888-800-7365. That's 888-800-7365 if you'd like to get in touch with Senator Brogdon and give him a hand. Right now we've got Larry calling from Louisiana. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Let me just put our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. What can we do for you?
Okay, I have a question about the Constitution. Number 14 says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Does any man or government or body of people have the right to subjugate even not yet conceived children?
And you sure don't have a right to kill them, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, do they have the right to subjugate them to the jurisdiction?
Well, no, what do you mean by subjugation?
Well, it says all persons born in the United States and subject to, okay? Mm-hmm. Who's subject? Is that everybody?
All persons born in the United States, and that would be everybody? Why? What's your point?
My point is, does anybody have the right to subjugate even the yet unconceived? Aren't they really citizens in reality of the creation of all things, to, by, and for the creator of all things?
I think by the creator, and I believe that God is going to bring terrible judgment on America because the church has not been effective. Certainly, we did not condemn George W. Bush when he had a majority in both the House and the Senate, and kept talking about being pro-life and steadfastly refused, absolutely refused, to try to do away with Roe versus Wade. And we, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we have a responsibility. This is why I do what I do, because I think we have an obligation to speak out for the unborn. We have an obligation to speak out for all the things that are going on in the world. Simply abortion is one of the issues. The fact that our government, actually, I'm firmly convinced, created the AIDS virus that's killing millions of people in Africa every year. It's covered in a book called Full Disclosure by Gary Klum. In fact, if you go to my website, radioliberty.com, there's a new site up there that talks about the issues on the web, something like that. Issues on the web, and if you go there, you'll actually see the cover of the book, and then there's, of course, a key to all the chapters, and none of those keys work. Somebody's managed to disconnect it. The last thing they want people to do is to understand that this book deals with the fact that a man who is part of the program to create the AIDS virus that is committing genocide throughout the world today. A wife, of course, she went to Gary Glum. He was dying of pancreatic cancer. He said, I was part of it. This is the story. You're never going to hear that. And yet, it was done with our tax money. Are we responsible? Hang on there for just a minute, Larry, and we'll be back in just a moment. Go ahead, Larry. Are you still there? I guess we lost Larry. Well, anyway, of course, I believe that, certainly as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, and you've heard me say it before, but you'll hear me say it again. He said that God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, let's go to Philip, who's calling from Louisiana. Hi, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
I was curious to get your opinion on Lyndon LaRouche. I have been approached by those folks and been studying with them a little bit, and they come off as very highly educated. And
they are, and about 95% of what they say is absolutely right. It's the other 5% that's going to get you into trouble.
Well, could you expand on that? Because I'm very worried. I'm torn on whether or not I should give them any more effort and energy, because I've been doing my own thing now for a while. And like I said, I was approached by them, and I just really don't know, because there was a question today that came up in Lyndon's speech that he gave today on his webcast talking about the swine flu vaccine.
What did he say?
Well, he was saying that it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, you know, that he really didn't know everything on it. And then I got to speaking with some of the folks there at the their headquarters, and they were just like, oh, yeah, you know, vaccines, you can't they were totally in favor for it, and it totally blew me back on my heels, because...
Well, I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. Because, you see, what they say is 95% right, but it's that 5% that'll kill you. One shot of squalene can destroy your life forever. And believe me, of course, they wanted to give me not only one, but two. I spent almost an hour today trying to get through to the CDC as a member of the media, and I'm still waiting for those calls. They promised to get me back again. They're giving everybody the runaround because they don't want people to know what's in the vaccines. Why?
Well, Dr. Stan, your opinion, why do you think his movement really hasn't gone mainstream? What do you think's holding back? Because, like I said, I don't think that I'm going to join up with them.
Don't you dare join up with them, you know. Lyndon LaRouche, I consider one of the most dangerous men in America, mainly because he is so articulate, so much of what he says is true, but it's what he doesn't tell you that gets into trouble. If you read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, I have a whole chapter in there on Lyndon LaRouche, at least a number of pages, because I crossed swords with him back in 1986 and 87. Hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment with them. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Philip calling us from Louisiana, asking my opinion of Lyndon LaRouche. He's been approached by the people, Lyndon LaRouche's followers. They're very articulate. I mean, they're very glib. They've got a lot of great information. And I was simply pointing out one thing, that is, he gives you 95% of the truth and 5% that isn't true. It's sort of like snake venom. Snake venom's got a lot of protein and carbohydrate and good minerals in it. It's simply there's one little part of the snake venom that's going to kill you, and that's what Lyndon LaRouche is. Lyndon, ask yourself, where's Lyndon LaRouche getting his money from? Did you ever wonder?
No, that's what I was wondering. I mean, I know they definitely solicit very hard for donations.
Sure. Well, I'd suggest that you actually go to get my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. I tell you my experience with Lyndon LaRouche. And I have read their information, but I always double-check it. Some of it is excellent, but there's just enough of it there that is downright lies that will get you into trouble. Okay?
Yes, sir. Can I give one other thing that I just spoke
about? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I've noticed that when you engage them and you challenge them, they act almost like it's cultish, that if Lynn doesn't give them the answer, then it couldn't be true. And I told them, I said, look, I'm a self-educated man. I like taking all points of information and processing it and see if it passes a smell test, and then I'll go with it. And that's what's led me to them. But, you know, and it's just their... They have an air about them about, you know, whatever Lynn says goes, and any other train of thought is frowned upon.
They are a cult. They're like the Moonies, or like David Koresh was, or Jim Jones, and I would advise you stay away from them. Okay?
I will, sir. Thank
God bless. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when certainly I have to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we would certainly love to... I hear from you if you're in a position to help us, and we are supported by people. We don't get any government subsidies or subsidies from the CIA or mysterious multimillionaires to keep us going. We've put in an awful lot of our own money just to establish this network, but we do have a voice, and when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you become part of our voice. So our telephone number is 1-